It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Alexis Waters. Hey. I am not in the... I feel like I've seen better days, but I'm wearing a Michael Jordan t-shirt, so therefore I'm trying to get that mindset. Be like Mike, think like Mike, you can do it, Alexis. Yes, you showed up today, you're going to kill it. Even though I'm dying inside. But today, thank God, so that I don't have to talk that much. No, I'm kidding. Brittany Madrid, everybody.
Woo!
Hello.
Sorry.
Good to be here. Thanks for inviting me, girl.
No, thank the Lord I have you today. So I just got back from Miami, and it was a... Miami just brings out a different side of me. I can't...
Miami's your spirit animal.
It's like it really a is. Britney Spears song coming on and me not dancing. Like, it's like me going to Miami and me not going out. Like, it just doesn't work.
Yeah,
it just,
never going
to
happen.
It's not going to happen. Mm-mm. But I was going to visit my dad in Fort Lauderdale, which was like calm. I brought maxi dresses. I didn't bring any like thought Miami
when
clothes.
When you bring a maxi dress, we know that you're just down chilling, to like relax.
Yeah. And I just was in Austin prior to that. Mm-hmm. And I was prior to Austin, I had my... exams. One I failed, then I passed, then had to do cover art for the podcast. Then I got so many new summer arrivals for Hoop Nation, which I'm so excited about. But I'm just been busy and like going.
You're the hardest working woman in entertainment. I'll tell you that. Girl.
But my body is not the same as it used to be, which I can't bounce back. So I think I can, but I'm not. I mean, no, I'm like Mike. I can do it. I can
just do it. So, Alexis, okay, so you went to Miami. I remember you were saying that it was like your dad's birthday or something. So it was like going to be a family trip.
Yes.
How did you end up at the clubs, though?
And
what did you wear?
No.
The maxi dress? Or like, what'd you do?
Okay. So I got on a 6 a.m. flight. Remember I told you I was not.
Yes.
So I surprised my dad. I got there at 10 a.m., but I didn't sleep because I was, when I have a really early flight, I get like, anxiety and like anxious.
Like you can't sleep.
Yeah, because I know
you think you're gonna miss it.
Yeah,
yes,
100%. I'm gonna miss the flight. So mm-hmm. I just rided it out. Got on the plane. I was like, Dad, I need to go back to your condo and go to sleep right when I land. Mm-hmm. I landed. He picks me up. He's so excited. He's like, we're going to the Fountain Blue. I'm like, what?
You're like, uh oh, that place is fun.
Yeah, but I haven't slept. I haven't ate. I'm like, no. I thought we were just having a relaxing Fort Lauderdale weekend. Mm-hmm. We ended up going to Fountain Blue.
In the maxi dress?
No. I had a beach bunny bathing suit on. I was looking fire.
Thank God. There we go. I knew it.
But somehow I rallied and ended up with Floyd Mayweather the first day. I don't know.
When you texted me and told me that, I was like, I cannot wait to
He
hear
was
this
up to my boobs.
Sorry.
But I think
wait,
because
really?
I
didn't know he
he's
was
5'7".
Like... Oh, okay.
But I had heels on. So, mm-hmm. But he was up to my boobs. My friend works with him. So he was at Live. And I was like, but he wasn't drinking or smoking, obviously, because he had the fight the next day. So that night, I ended up Tyler went to was going to Miami to the fight, so okay. He was already in Miami, and I'm like, baby, hey, what's up? I'm here, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was like, your plans changed, but mine haven't. I said, oh, okay.
You're like, all right, I see you. Yeah.
Try to act cool.
Don't try to out.
Then he like was like, baby, we're going
don't try to
dinner.
To out cool Alexis.
Yeah.
It's not gonna end well.
Then he texts me, baby. We're going to dinner tonight at 9:30. Come. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, okay. Of course.
Obviously, you want me there, you boring fuck.
Clear.
So then, but I was at the Fountain Blue where Floyd Mayweather was staying, and it took us 45 minutes to get anywhere. Like, it was just mayhem.
Wow.
Because it was everybody.
For the fight,
was
just everybody converged on the city. Yeah.
So I was like, Dad, why are we going to Miami? It's going to be a shit show. Mm-hmm. So, but he was just so nice and go with the flow. And
do you think you got your party like spirit from your dad?
No.
No?
My dad is is an angel. I got my tequila. Ugh, I got it from my mama.
Well, I met your mom on FaceTime the other day, and that was hilarious. I was like, oh my God, you're like a carbon copy personality of Tracy Waters.
Don't tell me that. It's a lot of people
say. No, but like
say,
in a good way, because I thought she was like hilarious.
No, she's funny, but she's also 10. She's, thank God I have a little bit of my dad in me, but she's probably listening, so let's stop.
We love you, Tracy.
We love you. Hi, Mom. I love you so much. Hi, Mom. So we go. So Tyler's like, dinner at 9:30. It took me 45 minutes. I went to 4 different Ubers. I was in a shared Uber.
Still in the bikini?
No, I changed into my sister's dress, which was
nice.
I looked like a little leprechaun. I don't know. Shut up. I looked like a little House on the Prairie girl. So I meet up with Tyler. It took me 45 minutes to get to the dinner. There was no food. So they wrapped it up. So I still haven't ate or slept.
Oh my God.
I go to the club. I am running on nothing other than tequila.
Oh.
We went out till 5 a.m. We were at the club till 5 a.m. I'm like, Tyler?
Till 5 a.m.? No food, tequila in this Little House in the Prairie dress?
Yep. Just picture it.
I am dead.
And my one eyelash
I'm picturing
was,
it all.
My one eyelash was half off in the club. For one night, I know I'm not supposed to be here, but I like am going to throw up. Aww. And he wanted to stay and gamble. So I went the fuck off.
Just like an Aries would.
I was dry heaving outside the Hard Rock Casino in house on the Prairie dress. Ugh. It was insane. Tyler ended up leaving with me, obviously, but I was calling him like a little bitch boy, mama's like
boy. It took a lot, to y'all to fight it out first. Yeah. And then, I hate that.
But I'm your girlfriend. If I'm sick, leave with me. And
I'd be the same way.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the Girls' Night gang has probably been through this.
But also, I would have left by myself, but I'm banned from Uber because one of my friends threw up in the car. That's a different story. But
yeah, that's
my Lyft was it was so packed down there. So my Lyft was like 50 minutes and the Ubers were only 10.
Oh, no. Yeah, because like everything was probably just jammed up. So you couldn't even get home if you wanted to.
Tyler had the Uber and he was only taking 10 minutes. So I was like, I need you.
What a night.
I don't really want you. I just need you right now to get me home. So then.
It's like one of those crazy nights.
Yeah.
Which we all haven't had in a long time. So like living through you, I'm like, oh, this is great. Like, what'd you wear? What'd you eat?
Yeah.
How did things smell? Like, what was it like?
Yeah. Didn't eat. But then the next day, Sunday, I'm like, okay, I'm going to just chill, whatever. Tyler's like, we have an extra ticket to the fight. I'm like, I am not going to the fight.
I'm shocked that you didn't want to go.
I just didn't care for – I mean, I feel like it was like kind of a show. It wasn't like a real boxing fight.
Okay.
So how do you feel, Kevin?
Yeah, it was. It was like an exhibition type where there's no real defined winner.
Like real raw fighting. So I don't know. And I wanted
to. It didn't feel real to you.
I already had one night with Tyler. Right. I was over it.
Wait, so question. Hold on. We can't skip the Floyd Mayweather thing. So did you talk to him?
No.
Did you see him?
There's
what happened?
There's like 50 guys around him.
You just like saw him there at the club?
No, he was at the Fountain Blue because that's what he was saying. But he was literally 5'7". Nobody can touch him because he has like, I'm not even lying, like 50 guys around him.
Wow. Yeah.
It was insane. So then the next day, it was the fight day and I went out again. Mm-hmm. I ended up mosh pitting with Machine Gun Kelly, Logan Paul, and the other one. What's his name? Jake Paul. Mm-hmm.
And you met Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget her.
She didn't speak, but we were in the same like distance.
Okay,
very
so wait,
close.
Alexis,
she's
how did
so
you
hot.
Find or how did you end up mosh pitting? Like, I need to hear
he was performing.
How it came together.
I don't know.
What?
The whole weekend was a blur. All I know is the first night I was with Floyd. The next night I was with Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Machine Gun Kelly.
Did you talk to any of them?
Well, Machine Gun Kelly, I was singing with like Bloody Valentine, but everybody was mosh pitting.
What
is that? Am I saying it weird? Mosh pitting.
I think you just say moshing.
Yeah. Just
moshing. Okay, moshing.
So it was. So that was insane. And then this girl was flirting with Tyler the whole time.
Absolutely not.
And therapy Alexis was like, just walk away.
But
and
the real Alexis.
No, the Jersey shoulder was like, bitch.
I'm bad at that too, girl. I don't blame you.
She kept coming up to me and poking my bruises.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, what a psychopath.
What's wrong with this person?
She was so fucked up though. So I just left it alone. But
you didn't say anything?
No, I went back. to Machine Gun Kelly's table. Oh,
yeah. You know what?
Bye,
the best
Tyler.
The best revenge of all is to go to Machine Gun Kelly's table.
Yeah, no, but
that's out of hand, not like a boss.
It was weird because Liv for Jeez. Floyd Mayweather was packed, uh-huh. and for Logan Paul and Jake Paul's thing, there was not a lot of people there.
Really?
Yeah, but huh. whatever. End of the story.
Did you talk to them? Because they're like sort of
they were sweaty,
controversial. Like there are different things about them that are like I don't know. You hear all kinds of things about them.
Yeah, but they were
on the YouTubes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, on the YouTubes.
When I'm trolling the YouTubes,
kids are, yeah. what the kids are saying these days. No, they
Did
were
they
really
seem cool.
They were really sweaty.
They seemed sweaty.
They were very sweaty, so yeah. I didn't really go.
Personality wise, you don't know. You just didn't get close enough because they were sweating.
Yeah, it was a lot of sweat.
You didn't want to get sweat
Machine
on.
Machine Gun Kelly was really sweaty too, and I was like, I gotta go. So that night, slept by Tyler's again.
Thanks ben, for the duet. I gotta go.
Ben did the walk of shame. So I'm doing the walk of shame every day to the Fountain Blue.
This sounds like an amazing trip. Like I am so jealous.
It would have been if I was not just coming off of 4 weeks of like madness and busy. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So, but I rallied. I had fun. Yeah. But right now I'm really struggling. But you know, life's too short. You gotta go. And then I ended up with my dad, and it's in Fort Lauderdale Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I spent quality time with him, which I was like so happy about.
Y'all needed that. Yeah.
And then he took me to the ER for dehydration.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that? Are you okay? What'd they say? Were they like,
I just get dehydrated all the time. On the verge. I don't fucking know. Like, there's something wrong with me. But, so yeah, the weekend was amazing.
The weekend was so good. There were a lot of highs, a lot of lows.
A lot of highs.
There
never
was just
drinking
a
again.
Lot of, it was just magical.
It was, I was just happy to see my dad and spend time with him because I haven't seen him. And he's just like an angel sent from above.
It's so cute how close y'all are.
Oh,
like, that's
my God.
So sweet.
He's an angel. Oh, side note. When I met up with Floyd Mayweather, I was taller than him because I was wearing heels. What heels, you may ask? Shoe Dazzle, baby. I got all the colors in the same shoe because they are so cute. They're just slip-on sandals that I'm obsessed with. They have them in neon green, pink, black, white. I got them all. Super comfortable. Wore them the whole time in Miami. Just living my best life. So I would like to thank Shoe Dazzle for sponsoring this episode and also making me feel just a little bit better about myself, thinking that I was actually taller than Floyd Mayweather for just a split second, even though I know I'm not. But thanks, Shoe Dazzle, and thank you for sponsoring this episode. I love you, and I love your shoes, and the Girls Night Gang, better get on it. So let's update our shoe game this summer with a bunch of new shoes from Shoe Dazzle. All you have to do is take a quick style quiz for personalized outfit recommendations. Make sure you enter your email address once you take the style quiz, as you'll receive exclusive access, monthly deals, and updates about new collections that haven't been released yet. Shop from hundreds of styles curated just for you. Choose to check out as a guest or become a VIP member. So if you choose to become a VIP member, you save up to 30% all day, every day. Early and exclusive access to new styles, collections, and collaborations, VIP exclusive sales, and promotions. Those are the VIP member perks. So, Girls Night Gang, go to www.shoedazzle.com/night to get started. Once again, that's www.shoedazzle.com/night to get started. Okay, so let's get going and let's start with Alexa's ADHD thoughts and Brittany's reactions. Bum, bum, bum. Was that story really bad?
No, I was interested.
Were you intrigued?
I was very intrigued. I wanted to know like what was going to happen next.
I feel like there's a lot more that I just can't think of right now because I have one brain cell left, but we'll get to it.
If it comes back to you.
Who created engagements with a wedding ring? Like, who created the ring, the knee, and all the above? The jewelry choice. Why is it a ring? And why can't it be, like, hoops? What?
Probably a jeweler.
But who created
Probably
the whole...
Probably a ring salesperson.
Who created the whole... The guy has to propose. He has to get down on one knee. Like, you know, what... who, how, when.
Yeah.
Who was the first to propose? These are the things that I think about.
I've never, Alexis, that's a real head scratcher.
If Tyler just proposed to me with a pair of like diamond, real diamond hoops, I would say yes.
Absolutely.
If he proposes to me with a small diamond, I'm going to smack it so hard.
You're going to smack the diamond?
Yeah.
Bam.
Off his hand. I mean, and then hit him in the face. But he punched me today, not on purpose, but I mean, yeah, on purpose, but just jab because we like to like fake wrestle.
Were you pretending to be Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah. Oh my God. And Tyler got body slammed by a girl. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. He got a cut on his forehead. And right before, he was pretending to fight like Floyd. And then literally got body slammed by a girl like 10 minutes after.
Oh my God.
But this girl was built.
This was a rowdy time.
That I wasn't mentally prepared for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
But that's why I'm mentally not okay right now. But I can get through it. But Tyler punched me in the arm. But I mean, I kicked him first. I mean, it's nothing like
you
serious.
You sound like my brother and I when we were like 12.
We literally are like brother and sister. Yeah. Like I think.
We used to play Mortal Kombat and we would go, okay, ready? And then we would be like, oh, I'm sorry. We shouldn't have done this. Like, we're such idiots.
I know. I don't know why.
I don't know.
But he's like, he reminds me of like a noodle in the pool that I just want to like noodle. Jump on and like kick and hit, you know? So then he dead armed me and I was like, are you not today, partner. So
not today, partner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next thought. I previously said on girls' night that I was going to stop taking weed gummies. Well, that didn't last very long, but it honestly does really help with my anxiety and insomnia. But then last night, 20 minutes into the weed gummy, I went to the bathroom and I couldn't get up from the toilet. I was literally glued.
Oh, my God.
But my high ass was like, oh, my God, this is so comfortable. Like I was.
This is so comfortable. The luxury.
The luxury of sitting on the toilet. I was so high. I was like.
Who knew?
But I sat on there for a good solid 20 minutes. I couldn't get up because it hit me as I was on the toilet. Mm-hmm. So I was literally like, usually lay in bed. Ooh. And then you like are melted into the I melted into the fucking toilet. Like,
you were sitting in the wrong place when
wrong
it hit.
Wrong time, wrong place, wrong time. I was so.
Now you'll be aware though for next time.
Yeah. No.
That's hilarious.
I'm retiring again, guys. You heard it here first.
You're retiring.
until next week. Okay. Before we get into everything astrology with Brittany Madrid. We don't even need to go into my last ADHD thought because it's actually really creepy.
Are you sure? So, because I feel like you built it up now and now I really want to know.
Well, I'm just terrified of having a ring stuck on my finger.
Oh, yeah. I remember this story.
When I was in second grade, this girl was... just won a cheerleading competition. It was like a serious thing, like states.
Mm-hmm.
It was a state championship. She let me put it on. I couldn't get it off. My entire face went red. I was in second grade. I was like, excuse me, can I go to the bathroom? She's like, where's my ring? I sprinted to the bathroom. I was trying to get it off.
Setting in.
And that was like my first anxiety. Like I remember in second grade. And
This
is when I met anxiety because I could not get the cheerleading. It was like one of those like, you know, it's like has like diamonds and whatever.
Yeah. Like a class ring type thing.
Yeah. I could not get it off. So I had to go to the nurse.
Where's my ring?
The girl was, where's my ring? I had to go to the nurse.
Oh, no.
So she could wiggle it off. I was crying hysterical. I was like, this is why I probably started a jewelry company that doesn't sell rings.
This is why the only ring shape is a hoop.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just.
That would never happen now.
Yeah. But if for. The visual people, show them your ring, Brittany, because it's insane. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
I do love my ring.
No, it's insane. Okay. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for giving it a theme song, too. That was special.
It was it was the ESPN countdown.
Yeah. Final countdown.
The final count. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Okay. So, Brittany.
Yes.
You are my spiritual. You're my... guardian angel.
Oh,
you
my
really
gosh,
are.
That's such a nice title.
You really are. I love your energy. I love being around you. You're just such a nice person and you have such a good soul.
Aww.
And I want to know just three things about yourself and then we can get into your passion.
My passion. Three things about myself.
Okay, wait. I'm going to ask you.
What kind? Oh, okay, good. I was like,
don't worry, girl. I got you.
I was like, oh, man. Okay.
What's something you think every person should experience in their lifetime?
I think everybody should move to a place where they don't know anybody or travel by themselves at least once.
Yes.
So that they can really take everything in and find out different facets of like their personality.
Yes.
Like we don't do enough self-exploration.
Yeah.
Because we're always busy or like doing things for other people.
Or you're just so dependent and comfortable in where you're at in your life.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that because I really found such self-worth and confidence when I moved to Miami by myself. Like after college, I moved dead alone. I would go out by myself.
Oh my gosh.
I worked, got a job by myself. I had no friends. Like I was on Bumble BFF, like so embarrassing. And
no, like that's awesome.
But traveling, I just learned so much about myself and my strengths and my weaknesses. And like, that's what you need to do. I totally think people should. I would go to the movies by myself. It was honestly fun by myself. I don't really need anybody.
Yeah. Well, I think it like sets you up to like have, like you said, like self-confidence. Mm-hmm. Like if you know that you don't like need other people, you can just like be present with them when you're with them. It just like makes you a more like well-rounded person.
Yeah.
That's cool that you did that. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. And then I ended up on The Bachelor like 5 months later.
See?
Then
you manifested like your next big step. Take the risk, people.
But at the same time, a lot of people are not like that. So they are just comfortable where they're at and they don't want to leave, which is fine too. Like my mom has been in Secaucus her whole life, but like she's happy. So you can't like push things on people. But at the same time, I do, even with some of my friends from my hometown, I'm like, leave.
Yeah.
Like go.
I think if you're like that, maybe like what you could do instead just to like get a taste. Cause like you said, like we're all different. Not everybody needs
obviously
that.
Obviously financially, like there's.
For sure.
It's obviously a big financial thing too.
But you could do like a weekend of like glamping by yourself in like a safe, you know, a safe
what
spot.
What the fuck is when glamping?
It's like when you go camping in like a really nice luxury place. You know what I mean? Like 1 weekend of doing that, like bring some books, bring like, I don't know, just kind of like unplug. Like that could be kind of a fun little sexy adventure.
Yeah. Do you want to know what the first thing that came to my mind?
Absolutely. What?
Threesome. But I don't want to.
Wait, when I say glamping?
No. Like what's something.
That's what I thought too.
No, like what?
What's something every person should experience in their lifetime? And I said threesome. That was the first thing that popped in my head.
Everybody's got their own answers.
I never had a threesome.
There's nothing right or wrong here.
No, but I would never have a threesome, but that's how my brain is wired.
It's like when someone's like word association, you're like threesome.
Yeah, and then I was going to say Molly, but like, no, don't do that, guys. Don't do drugs, kids.
No kids.
Okay. What in life is beautiful to you and where do you find inspiration?
This is going to be like really sappy because that's me.
Are you going to make me cry again?
I hope not.
Every single time I'm with you.
I know. Like from a good – people are going to be like beating you up.
No.
She always starts to feel like – no, like I think that people are beautiful and I think that's why I got into like TV and hosting because I love like interviewing people. I think that everybody is so different and unique. Like, so I find inspiration from like meeting new people, talking to people. I also have like Sagittarius rising. So I think that's just like how we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, people inspire me. Like, I love to see what other people are doing. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, what if I tried to do something like that?
Yeah.
Like, so I always grow from there.
You don't have like an envious point of view on things. Like, girls are like, why is she doing? Like, no, sometimes like I look at girls and I'm like, you go, girl. You get that money. Like,
yeah.
She could do it. I could do it. Like, you know, like, I don't ever get, like, jealous. I want to empower women and, like.
Totally.
That's what I feel like our friendship. We, like, push each other to be the best version of ourselves. And that's what I love about you.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's what I love about you, too. Like, I feel like we're very honest with each other.
Yeah.
And that can be sometimes hard in, like, female friendships.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we balance each other. And, like, I know that I can always tell you the truth. And you can tell me the truth. And we're like, I don't know. It's just like you support each other.
Yeah. No, that's why I think everything. And also traveling is a inspiration to me.
Is it?
Like when I went to Tulum, there was so many, just like the vibe there. I was like, I want to get like hoops and jewelry. Yeah. Like just for Hoop Nation. And then my other inspiration just comes from my ADHD brain. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I hear you. I have it too. And you're just like, oh, ooh.
Yeah.
Squirrel. Pretty color. What's that?
Pug. I'm like,
that would be cute on a hoop.
No. I don't think anybody would wear pug hoops. I mean, I would, but I don't think anybody else would.
Hey, not every idea is going to be a winner. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but you have to fail in order to succeed. So
absolutely.
And I also think sometimes when I watch shows, like when mm-hmm. I was in a Gossip Girl hole during COVID. Ooh, and nice. Then I started selling headbands because Blair will like, so stuff
the
like that
is real. Yeah.
And then just like what I'm capable. I inspire myself like Snoop Dogg because mm-hmm. I just know I could do anything that I set my mind to.
You know I love that about you. That's so Aries, and I feel like it's such a good vibe. Like, if we all inspired ourselves, then I think we'd be better people because we would just be able to bring our good vibes to others.
Yeah, and
you
know who else inspires me? Michael Jordan. Kobe Bryant.
See the t-shirt.
And you know who doesn't? LeBron.
Why? Kidding. Do you hate him?
No, I just fuck around.
Okay.
But I just love MJ.
I don't know if you saw him in Miami last time. He was like
Dennis Rodman was at the Fountain Blue when I was there.
Ooh.
And I did not see him. Wait, do you understand? What? I slid into his DM maybe 50 times to come on girls' night.
Does Tyler know this?
Yeah. I'm kidding. I show him. Oh, my God. Also, I'm sorry.
I feel like he would come on. Maybe he just hasn't seen it yet.
I don't think he would come on.
Maybe he doesn't do his own social media, so he doesn't see it.
Yeah. Kevin.
But Kevin, exactly. He was there at the Fountain Blue. And I missed him by, think, like 1 hour. I was like,
who's his publicist?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got to get to him somehow because Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, and mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen are my dream team.
What if he collabed on a hoop with you?
I know.
And y'all could both wear them in like the promo photo.
Yeah, and then wear cute. Basketball. I mean, like shoot hoops or like.
That's the video.
I could just sit on his penis or something. What? Okay. Oh, yeah, so what is your biggest passion?
Close your ears, Tyler. My biggest passion is probably I can't.
I just envisioned like his penis being so big that I could just be able to sit on it. Not like inside. Like just I would be wearing clothes, just sit on it.
Absolutely.
You know, and hold a basketball.
That's totally friendship. That's not even
Gotta be careful though. He's broken his dick a couple times.
He has?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's a true story, like three different times. Yeah.
Good God.
No way. Mm-hmm. I thought
are you kidding me?
He's talked about it on Howard Stern before, how something happened where he had like a boner and his dick like broke.
But I've read about that. Isn't a penis a muscle, not a bone?
Yeah.
So how can you break a muscle?
Well, I don't know that it's like technically broken. That's just the term.
No, you could sprain your penis. I've read about this in Cosmopolitan magazine, okay? It can happen to people.
Oh.
So you got to ask him about that if we ever get him on.
Yeah, be sure that he does.
He's very open about talking about it.
Yeah. Not if we get him on.
He seems like an open guy. You know, he seems pretty like laid back. He's very much himself. I wonder what his zodiac sign is.
He's definitely an Aries.
We need to find out his big three.
Hey, Siri, what is Dennis Rodman's horoscope?
Or zodiac sign?
Hey Siri, what's Dennis Rodman's zodiac sign?
Remember, you're supposed to just ask me to do this shit.
What's your zodiac sign?
What?
She's supposed to just ask me to do this shit.
Oh, he's a Taurus.
So I don't have to pause it.
He's a Taurus.
What's his rising and moon sign, though?
We'll get to it later.
I go down a hole. You got to keep me on track.
I know. I got you. Okay. Yep. So your biggest passion, Brittany Madrid.
Well, my biggest passion is probably astrology. You know I love it so much.
I love it, too. That's why I'm so happy to have you on. But I just want you to – I mean, a lot of people aren't as into astrology as us and mm-hmm. don't really understand it. I'm kind of a beginner and I love learning all about it. Mm-hmm. So just before we get into, so for the people that don't know astrology, like what does like the sun's, I never understand like when someone says sun rising, moon rising, whatever. Yeah. So there's the sun sign, the moon sign and the rising sign. So what do those mean?
You're like, I don't get it. But you're like sun, moon, rising, like you know it all.
Yeah. Well, I wrote it down.
So those are your big three. And your big three basically make up like the foundation of your personality because astrology can tell you a lot about like your personality, who you were meant to be, what your strengths are, your weaknesses, good side, bad side, all that stuff. And so, yeah, so like your sun is your core, like who you really are, like the most energy that you kind of bring to a room.
Mm-hmm.
Your rising is your first impression.
Okay.
And your moon is your deepest emotions that sometimes you don't show to other people. Like unless you're in a really intimate relationship, romantic, or like a friendship or family relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's all of our layers. That's like what our sun, moon, rising is.
I love it. But funny story. So Brittany and I recorded last week trying to
I'm
do
dead.
The same podcast. But we had all my signs wrong because my
mom.
My mom doesn't know when I was born because I was a mistake. She probably just was like, take it wherever. So whatever. Mm-hmm. So my dad told me, my dad, the angel that he is, yes, found my birth certificate that I haven't seen since 1993. Mm-hmm. And he told me the time. So we did a whole podcast and then realized that.
Because while she we were like being awkward. And so like after we recorded it, I was like, I don't know. And then that's why we ended up like FaceTiming your parents and stuff. And we got the right info. We redid it. And we were like, no wonder we were so awkward. Yeah. Like, because it said you were a Cancer rising.
Yeah. And I was, and you were telling
me. And you're a Leo rising.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we got to get into it. Yeah. So, but it was hilarious. Like it kind of proved.
Yeah. Because I was like, you were telling
how real it was.
What's this moon, whatever, moon rising. And I was like, that's not me.
I even couldn't believe, like, I was doing it, and I was like, this should be right.
You were like, yeah, so when you first meet people, you're very, like, guarded and shelled, and I was like,
yeah.
I showed up on The Bachelor in a shark costume.
She was, like, being, like, you know, you were being, like, really sweet about it because we're friends, but you were being, like, honest. You're like, I don't really see myself that way. And I was like, I don't really see you like that either.
Yeah, I'm like, confused. I don't give a fuck about what people think.
Why is this so wrong? And then, yeah, it's because you're actually a Leo rising, which is the star of the zodiac, like super outgoing, loves like the spotlight, yeah, loves to like be warm and friendly. So we're like, okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
We're back on track.
Yeah, we're back on track. But I just wanted to mention that because I was dying laughing. But you know,
I was about to give up astrology. I was like, apparently this is not real at all now.
No, it's so real. I read my horoscope sign every single night. It's at 12 o'clock. Like I have an alarm set.
What's your favorite like website or app?
Daily Horoscope.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good
just
one.
Just basic bitch, whatever. I don't care. Okay, so let's go through.
Girl, you're the most unbasic bitch I know.
I know, but okay.
I know. We're ridiculous. Sorry.
Okay, so what is my moon, sun, rising, all the shebang?
Yeah, so if you want to know Alexis, if you guys have been listening to this podcast, you probably will not be surprised to find out that Alexis is an Aries sun, Aries moon, and Leo rising. So
triple fire.
Big three. Your big three are fire. Yeah. So it's like, that's why you're always like the life of the party. You love to have fun. Like, that's why you're having to get, you know, IVs and stuff, like to get your hangover and like vitamin B shots. Because when you go, you go.
Yeah.
Like if somebody gives you a green light, you're the one who's going to be like rallying everybody to have a great time, which is like such good energy. And like, we need that.
Yeah.
And like, you even like, we're shipping orders today and doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Most people, if they didn't have fire like that in their chart, like they just would come off a lot more serene. So you bring inspirational energy to people to like take action.
I really needed this today because I'm feeling low and I need you to boost my ego.
You need your fire to get.
Yeah, I need to relight. Ego. I got hosed down. I need to.
With the water? No. That's not good for the fire sign.
No, I'm on E. I was on E before. Aww. I went to Austin, and then I was on negative E going to Miami. So imagine how I feel right now.
You ran out of gas. You like had the gas can sitting outside of the street. Like, oh no, we've done it.
E meaning empty, not ecstasy.
Yes. I mean,
there you go.
Well, what? Wait. Okay.
So if anybody wants to know like what their big three are or learn more about themselves, you can just look up your birth chart. So I like astro-charts.com because it's free and it like gives you all of like your major, you know, placements and everything. But yeah, so for you, like, I mean, Alexis, let's see if you think this sounds right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you have an Aries sun, which means you like to be a leader. You're really driven. You're very individualistic.
Oh my God. I just threw up.
Oh no. She's being an individual right now, okay? She's herself. She does not conform to norms.
No, I'm dehydrated,
there's
but it's fine.
There's a bag right there. Do you need the brown bag?
No, I swallowed it. Okay,
it's like
keep going.
A flight, you know, but it's
I'm
extra,
not a spitter. I'm a swallower.
It's extra big for you. Oh, God. Okay. See, such an Aries thing to say.
Okay,
but
keep going.
But Aries
Sorry.
People love to be a leader. Like at work, you like to either work alone or lead the team because like one thing about Aries people is like they're so motivated and like they will take action. But if they like try, like people try to tell them like what to do, they can't stand it and they lose their motivation.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. Like they are the fire starters. They're the first sign in the zodiac.
Yeah.
So like you can always look to your Aries friends to like get you inspired, to get you moving, to work out with. You guys are great workout partners. Yeah. Typically, Aries people are like in the gym, which is so funny because you're in the gym every day. Mm-hmm. And you have an Aries moon also. So your deepest emotions are something that you do show on the outside.
Yeah.
So you don't, you're not one of those people that's like, you can't find the emotions. Like, you're like, what you see is what you get, which is like super refreshing.
And I can't act like nothing. If something's wrong, I can't act like nothing's.
Yeah. You can't be like, oh, I'm going like, to play I can, it cool.
I can go with the flow and be whatever it is, what it is.
Yeah.
But if I have, if I'm feeling some type of way, I can't turn it off or try to act like nothing's wrong. Like, no, I'm pissed off. This is how I feel. Deal with it. I'll probably get over it in 5 minutes, but I don't like beating around the bush. Or if like I have an issue with you, I'll tell it to you right to your face. Like it's not.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. Like just we can have an open discussion and move on. I hate this like fucking, no, everything's fine bullshit.
But then you don't know. Yeah. And you're like wondering and spending all this time like ruminating or trying to fix things.
Yeah.
So with Aries people, you can always count on the fact that like if you ask them a question, they will answer you directly. Like if you want to know, you can ask them.
And no passive aggressiveness.
Yeah. No.
Yes, Kevin. Exactly. Passive aggressiveness.
Like if Tyler puts on an outfit, I'm like, what the fuck are you wearing? Like, are you?
He doesn't have to wonder if you think it looks good or not.
Yeah. And he's like, oh my God, you're the first girl I've ever dated. I'm like, okay, you never dated anybody else.
Absolutely not.
He has, but.
No.
Ew.
Amnesia.
Ew.
Don't. I know.
I don't want to think of it. His my penis is my penis only. I love him so much. I talk so much shit about him on this podcast. I'm so sorry.
I feel like you're joking half the time, though. I'm being sarcastic.
And everybody's like, you're so mean to him. I'm like, even if Tyler tried to actually punch me, I feel like I would still be standing.
Yeah, maybe. Honestly, I wouldn't test it. We'd have to see his birth chart, but I don't know.
But if Floyd Mayweather punched me, I think I would be standing
too.
Don't
test this out. Please don't.
I feel like I could take him.
No. I read about this fight, and apparently, like, it was Logan, right, that did the fight?
Yeah.
Logan, yeah, not the other one.
Okay. I thought Jake was doing it the whole time.
Well, apparently. See, I'm like, I've been on the YouTubes. I know. No, like, apparently, like, they're both training, and people are speculating that the brothers are, like, building up hype separately so then they can, like, charge a lot of money to, like, fight each other someday.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I respect the hustle.
Daily pop culture news right there.
I respect the hustle.
I respect the hustle, too.
I'm just not about – I just don't understand how – these people are getting so famous off of TikTok and like doing that dance shit.
I bet if we looked at their birth charts, they have like
Aries.
They have degrees of fame. It's crazy. You could see. Oh, by the way. Okay. I freaked out when I was like looking at your chart. Remember how when I took those pictures of you, I was like, you look like J-Lo in this picture. And it was like kind of freaky.
Mm-hmm.
She's Leo rising just like you.
Oh, fuck.
And so that's why like, yeah, no, I freaked out. I was like, what?
Oh.
Yeah.
But I feel like J-Lo is, there's something off.
It was just
off.
Like in that one picture.
Yeah, I did.
But it was weird how much y'all looked alike in that one picture.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe you should put it on like the story so that, you know, the girls in that gang can be the judge.
Yeah, they could see J-Lo or no, and it's probably going to
be. J-Lo or no.
J-Lo or no.
And new segment, new game.
Everybody's going to say, it's going to be J-Lo. 99% no. J-Lo. 1% J-Lo.
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. Keep.
Love to fight it out. Don't punch me though.
No. Only Floyd, meet me. If I gave Floyd $100 million, I think he would do it. And if they gave
of
me.
Of course he would.
If they gave me $1,000, I would do it.
Kill me. I love you so much. Oh my God. Oh, you make
I'm calling you
hurt.
Out, Floyd. I'm calling you out
Floyd,
right on girls' night.
This is the challenge.
This is the challenge. Meet me in the ring. I wear fucking bricks on my hands. You don't wear anything. I feel like that
bricks might. On your hands.
Yeah,
this changes everything.
I know.
This is like,
okay. I should stop.
I don't
talking.
Think it does that much. I mean,
what? He
can, you can handle the punch
says
from
it
Floyd
doesn't.
Mayweather.
He okay. Died.
Other poll. Do you think
I could take
Alexis
Floyd.
With bricks?
But Floyd know. Is the best defensive. I think he's only gotten punched in the face 4 times in his whole career. That might be wrong, but I think he's
wow.
His reflexes are so insane. That he's just the best defensive fighter of all time. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So, I mean, I haven't watched one of his fights since the Conor McGregor one, but.
Yeah, same.
Like 4 years ago. That was insane.
Yeah, I watched that one too.
That was amazing.
And I usually watch that many fights.
It was a good one.
It was good.
It lasted way longer than I expected.
And Conor did good.
Yeah. I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, same. And then the last Conor McGregor fight, I got bit by a dog. So, okay, keep going. okay. Yes.
There are so many stories, so little time.
So many tangents you can take.
I know. I'm so. No. I was just saying the bricks on my hands because he wouldn't even get hit because he's such a good defensive that, like, the bricks don't even hit him.
They put Vaseline on their face too, right?
So yeah, I would always do that. I would always do that in high school when I would fight girls. Okay, so we went over
high school. You had Vaseline your cheekbones.
Yeah, so I didn't get my money. My money maker.
I wish I knew you in high school.
Oh, I don't think you should. I don't think you wanted to. Super proud of myself that I rose above the situation in the club with Tyler and the girl that was poking my bruises, and she was blacked out drunk all over Tyler, because I rose above from the situation because of my methods that I've learned from BetterHelp. So if this situation in the club happened maybe a year ago, oh hell no. It's like not even something that I should be proud of doing, but it's just something that I was brought up thinking that was acceptable behavior. It is not, ladies and gentlemen. And thanks to BetterHelp, I have been so much better with how I communicate, how I react to things. And I want all of you to know that it is so normal and so acceptable to go to therapy. I can't stress BetterHelp enough. It is my favorite. I love talking to my therapist. You can even just text them if you're just having loony toony thoughts like I do. Girls Night Gang, is there something that is interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The services is available for clients worldwide, people. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, and so do I. So visit their website, betterhelp.com/night. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of the experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Girls Night listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/night. That's 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/night. So we did sun sign. Did we do moon sign?
Aries moon. So your emotions, you definitely wear like your heart on your sleeve. Like if people know you, they really know you.
Yeah.
So people don't have to like wonder. They're not like, how does she really feel?
Yeah.
And in your romantic relationships, you tend to be really upfront about what you want, what you need. People with Aries moon are Mars driven, and Mars is like the god of war. So it's funny how you say that y'all like to like play fight, because that is just like so aligned with your moon sign. And thank God you found someone who also likes to play fight with you, because.
Well, I never had a brother.
Sparring is like fun for y'all.
Yeah.
It's really. Okay.
That's
hilarious.
Really creepy that I called Tyler like my brother. I was like.
But like, that's, yeah.
It's just like a play.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's my best friend.
You guys joke around. Yeah. You like to pretend like you're fighting, but sometimes you're really not.
No.
It's like just, this whole thing.
We were pretending to be Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. And like I was.
Of course. But then, as you would with your Aries moon.
But then I hit him really hard. So then he got. No, not hard. But like.
You guys.
I just kicked him.
Y'all need to get like those.
Yeah. Soccer boppers.
Have, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Sock and boppers. Sock and boppers.
Like in the backyard.
Kevin, can you look that up?
Okay. Yeah, get those big, like, sumo suits
that people have. I have that.
And then you guys can do this safely. I think Kevin like is dropping all the facts on us.
Kevin, can you please look up Sock'em Boppers? I think that's what it's called.
Sock'em Boppers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sock'em Bopper. Yeah.
Let's do it on my
phone. So you have that's your moon, which means you're really attracted to people who allow you to really just like be yourself, be aggressive, be upfront. Like if someone ever tried to temper you or like change you or tell you not to say this or that, you could not stand it, which like most of us couldn't, but an Aries is just extremely upfront and they know right away what they want, what they don't want. And then with your rising, it's so funny because like remember when we were talking to your dad and you were like at the studio and you're like I'm a star and I was dying laughing because you have a Leo rising and they're like the star of the zodiac.
Oh yeah, no. Well, Brittany has a studio in her house. So I was FaceTiming my dad, and I was pretending like I was on TV, and I was like, "Look, Dad, I'm a star."
She's like, "I'm a star," and I was like, "Weird." I'm just doing your chart, and it was like reading. I was reading. It was like, "Leo rising is the star." Yeah. And that's when we were dying about how much we were just like wrong.
So
the other
off,
one.
Mm-hmm. But it's fine. So okay, so sun. I'm
Sock'em Boppers are those big gloves, by the way.
I knew it. Sock'em Boppers.
Boom, boom. How much are they? Like,
it's
can
like
we, $10. Is this something we could just order?
I just closed it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm sorry. Wrong. Well,
if Sock'em Boppers.
I'll check it out. It's what I'm here for.
You guys go on Amazon.com.
No.
And order Alexis some Sock'em Boppers.
No. Sock'em Boppers, I want to be sent to me.
Maybe they could be one of the sponsors.
I mean.
And you could have fake fights with every guest.
Oh, my God. And
then they're really cheap. They're like $12.
I'm getting them. I'm getting them. Okay, sorry.
You should fight before every fake fight with every guest.
I
want to
fight every
start.
Morning with my Sock'em Boppers. Not Tyler. I won't do that anymore.
No.
I'll just cross the line. Yeah, but he deserved it. You don't want to leave the club, you mama bitch.
I would be really sick. I'm super chill, but I get really, really mad about stuff like that. You can ask my husband.
Okay.
God bless him.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Continue with our
Scorpio
with our,
moon. Yes. Can't help myself. So also ruled by Mars. But deep down. But see, I'm different because my moon sign is Scorpio, but my sun sign is Virgo, and my rising is Sagittarius. So I'm just like an onion with the layers. So like, thank God, you know, at least you're like upfront about your Mars. I'm like, you don't know until you know.
Yeah, but I like it. I like
I'm like, watch out.
But you're still so nice. Like, you're not like crazy.
Like I love people, but like if there's a reason, I definitely will, you know, tell the truth and like.
Yeah, but you do it calmly. Like, you're a very calm presence.
Most of the time, Alexis.
Okay.
Thank God you. I don't think you're ever going to get to a place where we would, you know.
It's usually
with my romantic.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Like, if I get pissed off, I'm like.
Evil.
Yeah, like the steam comes out.
What? That was, I wrote down in my thing, why are women so nuts? Like, we're fucking nuts.
I think it's our hormones. I've been researching that too.
Like,
because like at different times of the month, your hormones really are just so different.
No, I am a nut job.
This is not a fake thing.
And I go to therapy. I'm a very logical, realistic person.
For sure.
I'm very.
Like the first couple weeks of, you know, not. Yeah. But once you get close.
But
like,
then all of a sudden, it's like I'm an animal.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Same.
And then you look back on what you do and you're like, who the fuck was that?
Yeah.
It's like, but. I'll call my best friend. She's like doing psycho shit too. I'll call my other best friend.
She's doing psycho shit.
And so, like, we're all.
Who is the pillar of sanity
no,
here?
But we're all.
We can't find him.
All women.
Call Kevin. Kevin is the pillar of sanity.
No, I'm telling you.
I could try.
I mean, I've met a couple of really sweet, nice girls in my lifetime, but a lot of people I've encountered have done a lot of psycho shit, and it's all women. So, what the hell is wrong with us?
Well, okay. So, you know, I'm like, I'm glad you brought this up. All right. No, but you know, Tanya Rad.
Yes.
She's been posting on her story a lot about this book that she's been reading. I think it's called Flow Something. I don't know. But it's like about like how when you are in different parts of your cycle, like you should eat different things and like do
okay,
different
that's
things.
That's too much fucking work.
See, my Virgo sun is like, ooh, let's find this out. Like, I go down this nerd rabbit hole. I want to know because I feel like I'm a different person at different times of the month.
Same.
And my husband says the same thing. And so does my brother.
Yeah.
And, like, they love me. They're not lying.
Yeah.
It's not coming from a bad place. They're just like, you're just really different. So we just know at certain times. Like,
yeah.
We don't. And like, we should normalize this. I feel like most women are kind of aware. Like, I was sort of aware. But my brother and husband, it's so strange. But they're actually the ones who, like, made me
No, but we
aware.
Should normalize our behavior. our crazy behavior.
Normalize our crazy.
Because it's not.
Or just like the awareness of like, okay, it's all right to realize it's not a bad thing. It's just like
so the
hormones
night,
are flowing.
The night I woke up after the prairie dress.
After the prairie dress.
In Miami, I got my period and I was like, oh, baby, that's why I was acting crazy last night.
Which
like,
is honestly the truth.
Yeah, but no, it's also no food and or water. So, and that. Alexis. So the mixture of all three.
Alexis, no.
It wasn't my fault.
I got to get you some water, though. I got four IVs.
I'm coming back. But
coming back.
Okay, I'm sorry. You can continue.
She's coming back swinging.
Yeah, I'm swinging with my literally, sock and boppers.
Literally swinging.
With my sock and boppers.
Well, what else do you want to know?
Just
ask
maybe
me.
Just
tell
like
you.
Like a little roundup and then
little roundup.
Yeah, a little mm-hmm. roundup. And then if you guys want, Brittany does readings for anybody, so you can DM her. And she also has her own podcast called
Be Zen with Brit.
So follow
it's on
it.
Gay Networks. It's brand new. And I have a TV show. If you guys live in Dallas, you can watch on ABC. So but you guys can check all that out at Brit Madrid on my Instagram or at BZen TV on my Instagram.
Yes.
And like all the info's there.
Yeah. And I'll put everything on my story. But if you guys really are into astrology and you want a reading, hit her up. She's the best. I love learning because it really just makes you kind of feel kind of safe.
I feel seen.
Like you feel heard. Like
I understand.
I understand myself. And there's a reasoning because everything you say, that's me. And it's crazy. And
if you try to be something else, like, honestly, you wouldn't be happy. And you'd end up just, like, I don't know, dampening your specialness. That sounds silly, but, like, it's true.
Yeah.
Because we really are all meant to be exactly who we are. We just have to be aware of, like, you know.
That's my
biggest. Tendencies and whatnot.
My biggest thing is just to, I want people to just be their true selves, like, always. Yeah. And I really, because life's too short. Yeah. You have to just, would you want to just be somebody else when just... Just be yourself, and if the right people are going to love you, and the wrong people are going to, what? I don't know.
No, that's, Alexis, you always, like,
I was
like,
going was, somewhere.
Every time you're, like, being profound, you're like, eh. But, like,
no, that was it's like, so just finish good. That
like,
yeah.
Bro,
you're going to make me cry this time.
I lost my train of thought. It was, the right people will stick around, even at your worst and your best and worst, and the 100%. Wrong people are going to be out. So, you just got to be around the good people and just be yourself. And if the right people will stick around and the wrong people will get soccer punched. I mean, what is
just
it called?
Take your sock and boppers and just bop them out of your life. But like the truth is like, yeah, like, and think about how much we worry like with social media and all this stuff. Like I do it all the time. Like, oh, should I post that or should I not? Like, you know what I mean? We're all like that. And
yeah,
that's inspirational. Because it's like, don't worry. Like, live your life. Life's too short. Who cares what people think?
Don't worry about a thing.
Just do it. Be like Michael Jordan. Just do
every
it.
Little thing.
Like her, Alexis's
shirt. It's
going to
be all right. Don't worry.
I feel like that was a really good way to round it up.
Yes.
Because that is the essence of astrology.
Yes.
It's learning to just accept, love, and be yourself. And do that for other people too.
Yes. And don't judge others.
Don't judge.
Because you never know what their fucking rising sign, moon sign, or air, you know.
Yeah. Before you criticize, take some time to find out, okay?
Yeah. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Okay. Thank you so much, Brittany, for coming on. You are the best. Thank you, Girls Night listeners. Make sure to follow at @AlexisWaters_ at Girls Night Hangout. And my YouTube channel is launching today, so everybody make sure to like, subscribe. I don't even know how to say the things. Like, subscribe. I will post it on my Instagram, and everybody use code FLASH25 for 25% off on Hoop Nation, at Hoop Nation by Alexis on Instagram. And I love you, motherfuckers. You guys are my favorite. Bye.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.